Shmuel Beis Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Zayin. So Tamar has been assaulted by Amnon, who is now throwing her out without ceremony into the street. In the worst possible disgrace and awful behavior, because now he hates the very sight of her. And he won't listen to her arguments. Surely, at the very least, we can try to make something out of this and not cause it to become a huge public scandal. Vayikra es na'aro misharso. And so there, then, he called his youth who served him, who attended to him. So clearly, they were somewhere close enough by in the house to be reached. He rang the bell for the servant. Vayomer, shilchu na es zos me'olai hachutza. And oh, the cruelty. Please send out this one out of my presence. He can't even look at her. He can't even say her name. He is a cowardly rapist and assaulter of the worst kind. And he's not going to fess up to anything. And he's going to have other people clean up his dirty work. And he doesn't want to have anything to do with it. Send this one out. Kick this one out. Una'ol hadeles achareho. And lock the door. Bolt the door behind her. So there's no escape. Think again about the Pilegesh Begiva, abused by the men of Binyamin, and then left in the street as a kind of public example. The women completely not at fault in any way. The men in both stories doing a nevala b'Yisrael. And one of them, this one, is the prince of the Jews, the second-born son of David HaMelech. Unthinkable. Yudches ve'olah kason es pasim. So many throwbacks, so many shout-outs to different aspects of Tanakh. Yosef HaTzadik, as we call him, was the last one we've seen in kason es pasim. She was wearing a long robe of many colors. These are the royal robes of the family of Beis David. Kichein tilbashna venos hamelech habesulos mi'ilim. Because the virgin daughters of the king would clothe themselves in cloaks of this kind. It was like a white debutante gown. The same function. It was a proclamation of innocence and purity and tznius. Even though it's a multicolored robe, it's a garment of pride. So some of them say there were actually two begadim. The kason es pasim went under the me'il, the outer garment on top. Many girls wore multicolored dresses, but the cloak was usually, you know, a coat color. But the daughters of the king would wear even cloaks that were multicolored, which meant that she was completely recognizable to every paparazzo on the street. She's there in the royal district of Ir David, and here she is, clearly the king's daughter. And she can't hide. And the embarrassment is going to be public and total. Vayotze osot mesharso hachutz. And the members of Amnon's household are complicit. Nobody tries to see to her safety. Nobody tries to see to any kind of comforting of her. But the attendant brought her out. Vayotze almost forced her out, dragged her out. V'no'al hadeles achareho. And then he locked the door behind her, obviously with himself inside and her outside alone in the street. But rather than to be a humiliated, cowering victim, Tamar shows her strength. The unthinkable has just happened to her. And remember, she had gone to do a mitzvah, Bikur Cholin. Yotes v'tikach Tamar efer al rosha. Tamar immediately put ashes on her head, like one who is mourning for the dead. Uchisones hapasim asher aleha kara'a. And the long multicolored robe that she wore, she tore. She rent her garments, as we say, about somebody who's sitting in Avelus. Batosem yoda al rosha, and she placed her hand on her head. Batelech haloch v'za'aka, and she went about crying. Za'aka, tsa'aka, that's really screaming. It's more than just crying. It's a loud wailing. And she was unwilling to conceal the sin of her brother, and she was in tremendous, Mitzudas David says, tremendous tsa'ar. Vayizak ze'akagado la umara, we say about Esav, when Yaakov, quote unquote, stole the bracha from Esav. It was a great za'aka gedola umara that Esav uttered, and he gets credit for that, that his pain was real. But in this case, she wants everyone to know that she has been a rape victim. And as a result of what happened, the Chazal propagated the decree of Yichud that one cannot be alone with a woman in a secluded place, to even include single women. Because married women, there was always the potential for Eish Hazish, but a single woman, a penuya, is not the Avera described by the Torah, but nevertheless, it was assumed that a man who was alone with a single girl would marry her. Rape was not something that Jewish men did. It was not something that was considered to be remotely socially acceptable and that somebody could get away with. But now people are saying if this could happen to the daughter of the king, it could happen to any Jewish girl. And if it could happen to the most modest woman in the kingdom, Tamar, then it could happen to those who are less modest as well. And so the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin of David HaMelech, added single women to the prohibition of Yichud. The fact that she put ashes on her head, Chazal see as an indirect indication that Jewish women kept their hair covering on at all times, because Afer can also be seen as a ma'afores, which is a Hebrew word for apron or covering, put on her head like a kerchief, in this case because she was not a basula anymore. So it was also a statement about her status, covering her hair to show that she was no longer an innocent. She went around with her hands on her head, publicly pronouncing what had happened, did not remain silent, like the bulk of women even today in America who are raped. It is estimated that only 9% of rapes are ever reported by the women who are the victims, and that most often it happens from someone who knows them. It's terrifying that we are now 3,500 years later and the same things are true about the victimization of women in our culture as well. And of course, this made her shame greater, but it caused a change in halacha, which means she did what she felt was necessary to save other young women from being victimized. Now, not like anything quite had happened in the way that we are describing here, but it's a tremendous avla and public. And now we're going to see the fallout for Amnon. If the fallout wasn't bad enough that she might have made him, according to the Gemara, a chrus shavcha, which is an amputation of sorts that gentlemen would prefer not to contemplate, Amnon's life doesn't have much time left, as we will see.